This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. Well, we are now in the deep, dark days of winter. The holidays are behind us, and we're still about a month away from having a groundhog predict when spring will arrive. And so, with the cold winter winds blowing past you, let me ask, were you a bit warmer yesterday? You see, yesterday marked the day when the Earth was closest to the Sun for the entire year. The Earth, like all the planets, orbit the Sun in slightly squished circles called ellipses. Now, ellipses can be pretty squished, or they can be pretty darn close to near-perfect circles. For all the regular planets, that is, Mercury through Neptune, their orbits are pretty close to those perfect circles. In any case, Earth orbits the Sun at about 93 million miles on average, but the distance varies by about 3 million miles each year. That means that yesterday, we were about 3 million miles closer to the Sun than we will be in July, when we're the farthest away. 3 million miles sounds like a lot, but it's only a difference of about 3% in the total orbit. Therefore, we're not really significantly closer to the Sun in January, and likely you were pretty chilly yesterday. If you'd like to take a closer look at the Colorado night sky, or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in the sky, please visit krcc.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Al Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado. Bop, bop, bop.